All right, so here I am at the art conference. Rob Herzog said it was a good idea to come here. That's my little badge. You don't wear badges.
My badge is my pocket.
Okay. But we're going to find out in a moment. I'm going to go behind the camera and find out exactly what Rob's been thinking of this. So it is unusual. It's only the second conference like this, and they call it the Alliance for Responsible Citizens. What's that about?
So ARC, the Alliance for Responsible Citizenship, is in its second year. The first year, also held here in London, attracted 1,200 people. This year, 4,300 people registered and came. And, you know, I've seen a number of South Africans here, Musi Maimane, Panozi Majoji, John Endres, Ernst Roots, obviously Alec Hogg, and many, many others are here. And this really, what is it about? This is about the regeneration of Western Judeo-Christian culture. And it's about how we get the world back to being proud of ourselves, proud of what we've created as a Judeo-Christian culture, being proud of free markets, capitalism, democracy, free speech, and standing up for what we've created, our civilization, our culture, our tribes have created over thousands of years, and not being weak and defensive and woke and not believing in craziness like cultural Marxism of net zero. This is about conservatism. This is about free markets. And this conference is going to grow and grow. And it's more than a conference, it's a movement. And I'd encourage you to go and get onto ARC, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to X, and find out more. There are extraordinary speakers here, such as Oz Guinness, such as David Rubin, Jordan Peterson, Constantine Kissen. I can go on and on and
now
on.
Now we're going to have a chat, all right? So you've done your piece to camera. Right, cool. So what have you picked up already so far from this place?
I've picked up that there is an extraordinary... I've picked up there's an extraordinary silent majority in the countries that we care about that haven't been represented. They're little points of light over the last 10 years. Mostly the opinion formers, the Jordan Petersons, the people that have spoken up.
Now he was good, eh? Peterson. A bit esoteric.
I think he's better at interviewing and better at being interviewed than actually speaking. But they're the points of light are coming together to create a flame of a regeneration of the conservatism, right-wing politics that many of us actually believe in.
Right-wing. And to me, I'd be very offended by right-wing, but I'm very center, and this feels centrist to me. It doesn't feel like centering right people.
No, it's not. It's not extreme right, but it's also not the crazy woke left that has been so powerful over the last 10, 20
years. Kind of regeneration, changing the world as we used to know it.
Yeah. Back to our conservative values.
When I was in Davos, and I'd love to get your views because the people here don't seem to like Davos much, but yeah. I felt that the world there was going on a different path and South Africa was just doing its own thing. It's emphasized further or amplified, I felt, in the couple of days that we spent here so far. What's your thought on that?
So Javier Milei was almost the touch paper at WEF for swinging the direction towards where we want the world to go. You know, WEF has been very much a globalist talking shop. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I don't believe WEF actually dictates the world. I think it's just a meeting place of, you know, extraordinary people, as this is too. Mm. But this is much more our conservative Judeo-Christian values than WEF.
But I've been saying to a few people, I've been to WEF 19 times now. When I used to go to the WEF in the past, but this was the kind of information that you were drawing. Neil Ferguson's there every year. And he's here as well. And you'd get real clever people. I might call them intellectuals because that has a bad connotation. But clever people who were giving you information, insights. Stoicism we heard about here, for instance. That
Correct.
Will spark, hopefully, many young people into a different way of thinking about things. But the way, I don't know, seems to have lost its way. This hasn't lost its way. This is distilled wisdom. That's been the big thing.
That's beautifully put. Distilled wisdom.
Who's your favorite?
So I thought last year at the first ARC, Constantine Kissin's speech was a defining moment for me. And I'd encourage all the tribe to actually go and look up ARC 2024, with a K, Constantine Kissin. What an extraordinary speech. And his speech last year at the Oxford Union too.
Wow.
He's an extraordinary.
Who is he?
I met him yesterday. He's written a book called An Immigrant's Love Letter to the West. And I went to his signing ceremony and had a meeting with him yesterday afternoon. And he really is an extraordinary human being. He born in Russia, came over here. He's a British citizen. He did stand-up comedy. And now he's become a real opinion former, an intellectual and speaker. I'm a great fan of his. But also David Rubin from America.
What did he say to you yesterday when you met him?
Well, he knew nothing about South Africa. Nothing. He's never been there. And he wanted to learn more. So I spoke to him at length. We spoke for about half an hour about what's really going on in South Africa. And I think in the next few months, I would hope that he'd invite me onto his show because I'd like to actually speak to his audience and explain what's going on in South Africa. Because as you rightly say, the world seems to be swinging in the direction of what is being discussed here at ARC. And yet, once again, South Africa is going the other direction.
Spirituality, human values, Christianity.
Judeo-Christian.
Judeo-Christian. Yeah, they've been quite specific about that.
Yeah.
But a lot of faith-based change that the world needs, which I've... and also identifying a lot of the problems that exist. Many of them I wasn't aware of, certainly here in the rich north. Kids committing suicide at a rate never seen before. Massive depression. They said a million people in the UK, youngsters, are suffering from depression. They can't work. They've been boarded.
Yeah.
As a result, I mean, that's really hectic stuff.
And I think what this conference was talking about, as you rightly say, was stop being weak, be strong, be proud of what our culture has created, be proud of the buildings and the civilization that the Judeo-Christian world has created, because it is the best culture, it is the best tribe, and it is the way that the world has become a better place.
You mentioned Muzi. And I had a long chat. I spent a bit of time with Muzi Maimane yesterday. And Muzi, for those who don't remember, actually had his start he was a pastor.
He was a pastor, yeah.
So he has deep spiritual.
He's a man of faith.
And I was thinking, Muzi, 85%, according to the IRR, of South Africans are Christian. Come on, man. There's opportunity for you. If you're a pastor and you're a politician, why aren't you? And he said, well, he did say he was looking at maybe rejuvenating his whole direction in where he goes. He's a good man, but Bosa doesn't seem to have got much traction yet. But your sense, when you think of talking to Musi, when you talk to other people here about our government of national unity and where we stand right now, I don't want to break too much into your March speech at the BizNews conference, but what's your gut feel on that?
So I think Musi is very presidential. You know, you get an extraordinary feeling with it when you're with him. He comes from a background as a pastor. He's now a politician, and he's got a very important role on the budget committee in South Africa. He's got a key role there. I mean, he's really involved in key budget-related decisions. And he's an educated man, and he's a compassionate man. And there is an element of strength. And I would like to see him team up with the likes of Gayton McKenzie. I think that balance of the popularism of Gayton McKenzie, he's very popular, with the more measured side of Musi would be a very powerful. I suggested to both of them. And I wouldn't be wrong if I know they've had conversations. I'd love to see them team up. I think that would be very powerful.
I'm now going to go behind the camera and get a nice close-up of you. You can tell us. What you're going to, just give us a taste of what you're going to be telling us at the conference in March.
So this time in March, I really am not freewheeling. I am preparing a speech. And it is about unity, about cohesion, and about South Africa first. Because for too long, we have been ruled by the National Party and by the ANC, who only had white people's interests at heart. And the ANC and their cadres' interests at heart. We need a South Africa that is governed by people that care about all of South Africa. And that is a clue to what I'm going to be talking about. in March. And I am, for once, actually working on my speech and preparing for it. So
that'll be a first. Your speeches usually come from the heart. Please don't lose that.
Well, no, I know what I'll do. I'll write it down, but I won't bring the notes with me. But I'll know what I want to say.
Because one of your previous speeches at the BizNews conference, you had a very well-prepared speech, which we actually published afterwards, but you threw it away.
Yeah.
Because you felt that you're coming from the heart.
Now, once I'm up there, I know what I want to say.
Wednesday morning. So it's your first off. So you're going to have a night's sleep after watching Helen Ziller, Andre Pina, a few interesting other points of view. So hopefully you're going to still maintain your thoughts when you get there.
So I'm a morning person. I go to bed early and I wake up very early before the sunrise. I like to see the sunrise and I like to be first up because my most creative time when I'm actually at my best is in the morning. That's when I have all my ideas. I'm firing on all cylinders. And as I'm first up, thanks, Alec. I'm ready for that.
And just to close up with, is the world changing? A lot of people here are talking about renewal.
Yes.
That the world needs to change because we're in a bad spot. Is it changing? And is Trump the right person? There's a kind of two ways of thinking here.
Trump's absolutely the right person. He's absolutely the right person. I think the initiatives that he's creating will spread worldwide. And they're not necessarily spread in the voice that he's given them. But I think in general, the world is heading in a very good place. And Donald Trump and Elon Musk have set fire to this great renewal. And this renewal is of the Judeo-Christian culture, the civilization that has brought the best things to the world. So,
and in one of those discussions, they spoke, I think it was the Trump energy minister.
Yes.
Said that we would like to help South Africa exploit its resources. And there, I think he was not just talking about coal, but shale gas and offshore oil and gas
resources. Onshore and offshore.
Those are, epic. And could transform South Africa's economy.
Absolutely.
How do you get that message through to an ANC or to the government of national unity, rather?
Nothing good will happen to this country with the ANC in charge. And nothing good will happen to our beloved South Africa with the ANC even at 40%. The ANC is making South Africa uninvestable.
But if you tell Gaetan that story, he kind of gets it because of...
He gets it.
Beaufort West, which has got shale gas.
Look at Namibia and look at Mozambique. And we are the absolute extrapolation of both those coasts. We have massive, massive onshore and offshore gas reserves and oil. And we just need to unlock them. And Gwede Mantashe, I think deep down, knows that and believes in it. But he's the wrong person to run this for.
It almost feels like coming here, Rob, that the potential there with a new person in the White House who isn't saying go for net zero, who is saying use the resources that you've got, particularly oil and gas, that could be a game changer for South Africa at last.
You know, where Gwede is right is he said that the sort of net zero cultural Marxists have, from Europe mainly, have been enforcing their evil doctrine on South Africa and preventing us from using our own fossil fuels to develop our economy. And I agree with Gwede. We need to get these greenies out of our lives and footsack the greenies as quickly as possible. We need to be energy independent, and we can do it very quickly.
Another person who was here was the Speaker of the House of Representatives. You know American politics. Yes. How big a deal is this, Carl?
Big deal. You know, the people that the Americans that have been involved in this conference have been of the absolute highest level. And their message is clear, you know, drill, baby, drill.
And come into our country, South Africa, or come into our ambit, South Africa, and we'll make South Africa great again.
Make South Africa great. Let's just stick with that. We deserve a great South Africa. We really do. And the time has come. And the ANC is just putting us, scoring own goal after own goal. We've got to get rid of them.
Rob Herzog, thank you again. And we'll be talking more about the ARC conference. Just to remind you that Rob is going to be opening the events on Wednesday, the 12th of March. Sadly, all the tickets are sold. 550. We bumped up an extra 50, so the staff have to now stand at the back of the hall.
But Rob will be there on the Wednesday. And if there is a cancellation, grab one of those tickets because it's going
100%.
Fantastic.
And this art conference, I think they're going to actually publish most of the presentations and speeches online. I'd encourage you to watch almost all of them. Extraordinary conference. And be there next year. I'm coming back.
You've got others. You've had a few interviews here.
I got interviewed by Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report. I'm going on the Nigel Farage show tonight. I did a ad hoc interview with Sky News, Jordan Peterson and I, where I endorsed Nigel Farage and Reform. So that was quite good. And there have been various others. So, and I met Konstantin Kissin, and I'm meeting Douglas Murray later. So all my heroes.
And what was your message to them?
South Africa needs help. We need the international market to focus on us. And we need America to come in and swing a baseball bat at the ANC, whatever that means. Not just tariffs, sanctions, and to put the ANC, EFF, and MK leaders on the terrorist list. Because frankly, they are terrorists. They're destroying our economy.
Rob Herzhoff, capitalist activist. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.